Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The state budget forecast has improved, but at what cost? The forecast released today shows the surplus for the next biennium has grown to nearly $2.5 billion, but there's still almost a $3 billion deficit by the end of the decade. Governor Tim Walz.
Minnesota's financial position is better than when we came last time. We have recognized challenges remain out over the next 4 years, but we've grown the surplus, we have historic rainy day funds, and economic indicators still show growth here outpacing the national average.
Walz says federal cuts and a tough economy are still posing trouble for the budget. Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth says fraud under the Democrats' watch is the bigger issue keeping Minnesota in a deficit down the road.
If fraud had been taken seriously, instead of dismissing the concerns and ignoring massive overruns in spending, that deficit would have been less than a third of what it is now.
Both GOP and DFL leaders say tackling the fraud issue will be one of the top issues in the next legislative session. Candiyohei County is one of a handful in the state that have partnered with ICE under a 287G agreement. It allows law enforcement to perform immigration-related duties such as screening inmates, issuing detainers, and preparing charges under ICE supervision. Wilmar Police Chief Mike Holmes says they don't perform any arrests for ICE.
Generally, they would get told if they're coming for, you know, like if the U.S. Marshals are coming to town and they're going to arrest somebody. It might be completely their thing, but we would have the presence of support. We never have had where a large federal group has came and we haven't been told anything.
And there's plenty of ways CenterPoint Energy customers can save on their heating bill during the cold winter months. Spokesperson Joshua Solis.
We have a whole host of energy efficiency rebates for more efficient equipment and programs to help customers improve home energy efficiency, reduce energy waste, and lower bills. And for customers who qualify, those programs may be available at no cost or reduced cost.
More money-saving tips can be found on CenterPoint's website. In other headlines, state investigators have arrested 41-year-old Bryce Campbell, owner of the historic Lutzen Resort Lodge and the sole suspect in the February 2024 fire that destroyed it. Alleging that Campbell did this to collect an insurance payout, Minnesota BCA Superintendent Drew Evans says this was simply a crime of selfishness.
Bryce Campbell put his interests above the livelihood of his employees, the safety of the people that were in the building at the time, and the community that were there, and all of the Minnesotans that loved Lutzen and lies for generations.
Campbell faces three felony arson charges and one count of insurance fraud. A crash north of Alexandria early Wednesday caused a major natural gas leak and forced evacuations. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says a vehicle struck a gas overflow pipe on a county road around 2:30 in the morning. The driver, 42-year-old Samantha Porter, was arrested, and deputies believe alcohol was a factor. Officials called the leak very significant, prompting evacuations, power shutoffs, and road closures. CenterPoint Energy says customers could be without service into Friday. More news headlines can be found at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.